Today's Shi'ah is Masechta Baba Kama Daf Samech Ches. We're going to begin with Daf Samech Ches, Saman Aleph, five lines from the top. Toshma V'tfachay Amacharay. As we have been discussing in these Shi'urim, we've been learning the concept of Yish and the effectiveness of Yish in making something that the owner had Yish on become the property of the Ganavs. So Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Braisa says, "V'tfachay mecharay, ma tficha shen chazeres." When the Torah speaks about tficha, tficha obviously by definition is something very permanent. Af mechira shen chazeres, mechira must be something very permanent. So now ask the Gemara, exactly when did the ganav do the mechira? Ilayma lifnei yish. If we can say that he sold the item that he stole before the owner was miyash, amay ena chazeres. Why would we call that a permanent type of sale? Certainly, an owner doesn't, if he wasn't miyash, it doesn't become the ganavs completely, according to anyone. And therefore, the sale, we cannot consider a permanent sale. Ella, what must be the din? That the mechira took place lachiyush, after the owner was miyash. Visakadatach, if we're going to follow the opinion of Rav, the Kanye, the once the owner was Miyash, it becomes the Ganav's. So Misham Dal Vahey. Why would the Ganav have to pay Dal Vahey for selling it or shechting it? Shalo Taveach, Shalo Meicher. By the time he sold it or shechted it, since the owner was prior to that Miyash, it becomes his. The chiv and the isser of tvicha mechira is when the ganav sells something that belongs to the owner, to the person who is the nignav. Here, that isn't the case. Ask the Rishonim, why can't the Gemara suggest that when he sold it, the owner had not yet miyash, but by the time it comes to the hands of the buyer, while it's by the buyer, that's when the owner was miyash? Answer the Rishonim. In order for the moment to look at is the moment of the mechira. Was there yish or wasn't there yish? A yish that would come later would not help that the mechira that was done prior to the yish would be an effective yish. So, given what we're learning, how do we understand the brisa? Answer the Gemara. What the brisa means is something else altogether. The Rav of Nachman prat l'shekne l'shloishim yoyim. Hachnami prat l'shekne l'shloishim yoyim. What the Braisa means to exclude is not a reversible, full-fledged mechira, not full-fledged mechira. What the Braisa means is sometimes an object is sold, but it's only sold for 30 days. The Braisa is teaching us that that type of a sale is not considered a sale for which the ganav is chayav dal vehei. Machlokes Rishonim, how does the halacha look at a sale that's only done for 30 days? Most Rishonim say that a sale that's only for a certain amount of days is not a sale, it's a lease. Because it's going to have an expiration date. And therefore, it's not considered a mechira. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn that way. The Rambam seems to learn that a mechira for 30 days is a full-fledged mechira, but since it has an expiration date, it's not considered a mechira for which there's a chiv of Dal Zahei. Meisrei, ask the Gemara. The Gemara begins quoting a long braisa. Ganav. If somebody stole something, or brach of a ganvoy, and somebody stole it from the ganav. And as we learned in the Mishnah, ha-goynav min ha-ganav is potter. Harishin, the ganav, has to pay tashlumi kefil. Vashani, ein mishalim el kambavad. The second one, since he stole it from a ganav, ha-goynav min ha-ganav only pays keren. So it's interesting to note, when we learned the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, we discussed the subject that the Mishnah said, Agonif min aganif is potter. What does it mean, Agonif min aganif potter? Some Rishonim said, Agonif min aganif means that he's potter from Kefal, but he has to pay Karen. Other Rishonim say that he's potter entirely. So the Mefarsh mask, the opinions that we quoted that say that he's potter entirely, what are they going to do with Al Gemara? Al Gemara says that he's chayiv Karen. So some Rishonim explain, when we say that he's potter from Karen, is that he doesn't have to pay keren to the person, the original victim. But he stole from somebody, and there's two ways of looking at this. Some achronim say, as we've been learning, the ganav does become somewhat of an owner of the item that he stole, as we're learning, and we'll continue learning. And therefore, even though he's a ganav, the person who steals from him has to pay the keren back to him. Others say, Demei Moshe says a very interesting explanation. He explains the Gemara this way. A ganav steals something. He has to return the item he stole. He has to pay kefil. If I steal that item from... So what should he give back? He should give back what he stole. If I steal that item from him, he now loses the opportunity to give that item back. And therefore, I'm responsible for the loss that he incurs and that I have to pay for that. There's an interesting Yerushalmi that the Rashba quotes. The Rashba says that if somebody steals from a ganav, that our Gemara is saying that that second ganav has to pay the keren. Says the Yerushalmi, the right way of doing it is paying it with the ganav and the original victim both being there. Why? Because if he's going to give it to the ganav, there's always the concern that the ganav, as till now he's been a ganav, will not give it back to the original victim. On the other hand, if you give it back to the original person you stole from, to the original person who it was stolen from, he's not the person that we're learning now the ganav is responsible to, because he didn't steal it from that person. He stole it from the ganav. So that's what Yerushalmi says, you should give it back to the original victim with the ganav standing there. There's also machloikis, ktsais, and or sumeach. To what degree, here we're saying that a goinif man a ganav is potter. How far does that go? The ktsais seems to learn that his level of responsibility to the object that he stole, which was a stolen object, is very limited. The Osmeich gives him a higher level of responsibility, the responsibility of a shomer. Continues the Braisa. Ganav, if somebody stole an item, or machar, and he sells the item that he stole to someone else, or brach of a convoy, and now somebody steals it from the person who bought it, Harishin, the first ganav that sold the item, as we've been learning, v'sham tashlumi adar v'chamisha, as is always the din, if a ganav sells the sha'useh that he stole, v'sheni, and the second person who stole it from the buyer. So the buyer, according to the Braisa, will understand why soon, hopefully, is now the owner, and the ganav that steals from him has to pay kefil, like in any situation, if somebody steals, he has to pay kefil. V'sham tashlumi kefil. A third case. Ganav v'tavach. Somebody stole and he shechted the animal that he stole. So now he has that carcass. Or bo'ach of a ganvoy. And now somebody else comes and steals that carcass. So Rishon has to pay dal v'hei. It's a regular case of tficha mechira. V'sheni, the person who stole it from him, ain't a mishan tashlumi kefil. He doesn't have to pay kefil or keren bovad. And this price is obviously a very difficult price to understand, which we're going to now, the Gemara is going to begin to fully analyze it. So first ask the Gemara, Ketani Mi Mitziyasa. Let's first focus on the second case. The second case was, Ganav V'Mocha, if somebody stole and he sold it, or Brach V'Gonvoy, and somebody stole it from him, from the buyer, Darish V'Sham Tashlumi Dar V'Hei, the first Ganav has to pay dal v'hei, v'sheni, and the person who bought it, the ganav who bought it from the loikeach, from the customer, v'shalom tashlumi kefil. Ask the Gemara, Amos, exactly when did the ganav sell this item, this animal? Ilay melifnei yush, if we'll say that there was no yush, so the question is, sheni amai v'shalom tashlumi kefil. Why would the person, why would the ganav from the lokeach be responsible to pay kefil? We have here a situation of a shini rishus. It went from the ganav to the lokeach, but there is no yush. And ask the Gemara, shini rishus below yush, mikla madam de kani. Would anybody suggest that the lokeach becomes the full-fledged owner of this item, that someone who stole from that lokeach should be responsible to pay kefil to him? How can we say that? Elipshita, what must be the case? Lachiyush. that the ganef only sold it to the lokeach after the original owner was miyash. So now goes the Gemara back to asking on Rav's opinion. If we're going to follow the opinion of Rav, that gives a lot of strength to Yish, why does he have to pay Dalvehei the day who deserves? At that point, by the time the Ganav is selling it, it's already after Yish. So it's his item. And what are we saying that there's a Chiv Dalvehei? When it's not yet the Ganav's. But if it's already the Ganav's, there should be no Chiv Dalvehei. The suit, furthermore, asked the Gemara, the Tani Reisha. Let's now analyze the first case of the Braisa. The first case of the Braisa, as the Rishonim point out, even though normally we would first analyze the first case of a Braisa and then analyze the second case of the Braisa, here we're going out of order. And we analyze the second case first. Why? Because the entire case of the mission of the Braisa that we now have established is Lacha Yush. Only then is the Reisha difficult. So first we had to establish that the Braisa is talking about a case of Lacha Yush in order to understand the second case. But now we've come to that recognition, the first case becomes difficult. What do I mean? The suit. Let's analyze the first case. The Tani Reisha, Ganav, if somebody stole an item, or Bracha the Ganvoi, and then somebody steals it from the Ganav. So the halacha is Risha Mishalom Teshlumi Kefo Vesheni Enim Sham El Karen. Ask the Gemara, if our Braisa is referring to situation of Lachi Yish Kaminin, Visa the Daitach, if we're going to follow the opinion of Rav, Yish Kaminin. So now the Ganav is not just a Ganav. Because there is Yish, according to Rav, he's a full-fledged owner. So if somebody steals from a full-fledged owner, he has to pay kefil. Yet the Braisa paskins that only pays keren. Shani and a mishal nel keren. Shani and my and a mishal nel keren. Why is the halacha that the Shani only pays keren? He ought to pay kefil. He stole it from a full-fledged owner. Elav. The only way of understanding this price, it seems, is yish lekani. It must be that the opinion of this Braisa is that Yish doesn't change and Yish doesn't affect that the Ganav becomes the owner. But if so, Kash L'Rav, Rav's shot is difficult because Rav's opinion, as we've been learning, is that Yish does make the Ganav an owner. Amar Rava, says Rava, the Tizbur HaMetaretztahi, if we really think about this Braisa, is this Braisa a correct Braisa? Let's look at the Sefer. El Dotan Sefer, what did it say in the Sefer? It said in the Sefer, Ganav Atavach, that if the Ganav took the animal that he stole and shechted it, or Bo'ach of a Gunvoy, and now somebody steals it from him, steals the carcass from him, the Rishon, the Ganav who did Tvicha, has to pay Tashlum Abba Chamisha. Very simple. The Shemi, but the person who steals that carcass now from the Ganav, Eina Mishalem El Karen, will only have to pay Karen. Ask the Gemara, Miyakulam and Omer, we can have a debate about the effectiveness of Yish in creating a situation of ownership. But Shini Maisa, Shchita, which is a Shini Maisa, certainly creates a situation of ownership. Or Miyakulam and Omer, does anybody suggest that Shina Maisa doesn't make ownership? Of course Shina Maisa makes ownership. So if Shina Maisa of course makes ownership, the Ganav who shechted the animal certainly became the owner of the animal. So now why, ask the Gemara, does the Braisa paskin that someone who steals from this Ganav will not have to pay kefil? So how do we understand this Braisa? Says the Gemara, cool if they years. There's obviously flaws, says Rav, in this Braisa. And we have to say that the Braisa is referring to a situation that Yish did not yet occur. The Epech, Sefer Mitzyasa, Mitzyasa L'Sefer. All we have to do is two things. We have to establish, says Rav, that the Braisa is referring to a situation that Yish didn't take place. And furthermore, the psak that the Braisa said was the din in the second case was a mistake. That should have been said that that's the din by the third case. And vice versa, the psak, and the Gemara is going to explain this, the psak that the Braisa gave in the third case is really the psak that applies to the second case. And explains the Gemara. Very mahochi. Gone of a mocha. If somebody stole an item and then he sold it, and now somebody steals it from the Lokeach, the Rishon, the Ganef, Misham Tashlumi Ami V'Chamisha V'Sheni, since there was no Yish, so the Lokeach never became a full-fledged owner of this item, and therefore somebody who steals from that Lokeach, Eina Misham El Keren, will only have to pay Keren. Why? The Sheni Rishos, the Lokeach, even though it went from the Ganef to the Lokeach, since there was no Yish here, it's not considered that it's the Lokeach's. And since it's not considered it's the Lokeach, if the Lokeach's, if somebody steals from the Lokeach, he'll not be Chayiv Kefal. However, continues the Braisa, now in the third case, Ganef v'Tavach, if the Ganef went and shechted it, or Barach v'Gonvoy, and now somebody steals it from that ganef, somebody steals from the ganef the carcass, harishin v'sham tashlumi abba v'chamisha. It's a regular case of tficha. V'asheni, since the ganef created a situation of shini maisa, he now becomes the owner of this carcass, and if a ganef steals this carcass from him, he'll have to pay tashlumi kefil the kanya b'shini maisa by the ganef shechting it. So now, what we've accomplished is that we have the Braisa understood, very significant accomplishment, and by explaining the Braisa this way, there really are no questions on Rav. There's only one problem. As we know, this is where the Rishonim help us understand this Gemara. We know throughout Shas, the Gemara is reluctant to do this, that the Gemara is reluctant to take a Braisa, which is explicit in one way, and turn it around. And that's all we had to do. So Rav Papa says, I have a way of explaining the Sefer of the Braisa, even though, as we explained, and we'll explain it again in a minute, there was a difficulty in understanding the Sefer. I have a way of maintaining the Psak of the Sefer without needing to change it. Right. Rav Papa Amal Olam Loi Tepach. There's no reason to change the Psak that we read is the din of the Sefer. Because the Sefer represents the opinion of Beis Shammai. What happened in the Sefer? In the Sefer, the Ganef stole the animal and shechted it. He stole the animal and shechted it. Certainly we have a Shini Maisa. And certainly we argued that a Shini Maisa should create a situation that now this carcass is the property of the Ganefs. But that's only if you hold that Shini Maisa has that ability. We quoted earlier in this week the opinion of Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai holds that even Shini Maisa, the case by the Esnan, where somebody gave an Esnan of wheat and they turned it into flour, somebody gave an Esnan of olives and they turned it into oil, that it still doesn't create, that it should not be an Esnan. If we understand the Braisa that way, if we understand that the Braisa in the Sefer is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, then we can understand the Psak of the Sefer. Yes, the Ganef did a Shini Maisa, but that doesn't make it his. And that's why, if somebody, even after the Ganef did Tficha, steals it from the Ganef, he won't be Chayiv Kefal. Sefer, says the Gemara, represents the opinion of Beis Shammai, the Omer, Shini Maisa M'Kayim Lamedes, that the Shini Maisa doesn't make a difference. So again, we continue as the Rishonim help us understand the Gemara. We've just accomplished something very significant. What we accomplished was, we were able to maintain the accuracy of the Braisa, and that the way the Braisa reads in the Sefer is understandable, because it represents, as we just said, the opinion of Beis Shammai. But now what happens is that if we don't want to, we don't have to reverse and change the wording of the Braisa, we'll keep the Reish in the Sefer also as stated. But if we're going to keep the Braisa Ration Sefer as stated, as we learned earlier in this year, they will then represent a difficulty with Rav's opinion. The Rav holds Yishus Kaima, and that and the Braisa will certainly not be consistent with that position of Rav. That's the most question. Ihacha, Reisha Mitziasa, Kasha. Now that we don't need to change the sack of the Braisa, we're going, and we want to talk, avoid doing that. Reish, Kasha, Reisha Mitziasa, Rav. Amar Zvid, Lohim Kulo Lifnei Yish. We will explain that the entire Braisa refers to a situation that when the Ganef had it, the original owner was not Miyash. When the Ganef had it, the original owner was not Miyash. V'achik v'mayiskinen, s'nishashu balim b'lekeach, v'loin nishashu v'ganef. As I just said, as long as the Ganef still had it, there was no Yish balim. Yish only happened once the lekeach received it. The Havilei, Yish. But now, it's a Yish when it comes to the hands of the lekeach. So let's think it through. If the Ganef, the Ganef sold it. When the Ganef sold it, there was no Yish. Now the Ganef sold it to lekeach, and now there's Yish. Since now there's Yish, now, when somebody steals it from the lokeach, he's stealing it from the real owner, because the original owners were now miyash already, and therefore the ganef would have to pay kef for the lokeach. But says Rashi, Rashi is a very lumdish sefer. Rashi says, we're anticipating a question. If that's the case, then why didn't we say this in the Reisha? Why in the Reisha, which the Reisha speaks about somebody stealing it from the ganef, did the Braisa avoid teaching us a din that if there was Yish bites the ganef, then if somebody steals it from the ganef, he would have to pay the ganef kefil? Why didn't the Braisa teach us a simpler case? Why did the Braisa only teach us a case that the second ganef pays kefil only in a circumstance where the ganef sold it to a lekeach? And why can't we teach a simpler case that the ganef stole it, the owner was miyash, and if somebody steals from the ganef, we'll have to pay kefil? You know why the Gemara didn't do it? The Gemara is assuming, because that wouldn't make a difference. Because if we have Yish alone, that the ganef is holding it, and all I have is that the original owner was miyash, says Rashi, the Gemara is assuming, Yish without Shini Rishus doesn't make it the ganef's, which would clearly be difficult according to Rav, because Rav's opinion is that Yish alone makes it the ganef. Says the Gemara, don't make that mistake. V'may tema, don't explain that it seems that the Braisa is teaching us Mishum b'inim Yish v'shin rishus. It's only because I need Yish combined with shin rishus, then it can become someone else's. But if there's Yish alone, it can't become the ganef's. And that's why in the Reisha, where there was no Mechira, and therefore there was no Shinu Rishus, it can never become the ganef's. Incorrect. If the ganef is holding it, and the Bailam will be Yash, it becomes the ganef's. And the halach would be that if somebody stole it from the ganef at that point, he would owe the ganef kefil. So why don't we say it? Elo, He says the Gemara. The Bryce is looking for a very unique circumstance. The Bryce is looking for a circumstance that both the first Ganef should have to pay Dal Vehei and the second Ganef should have to pay Kefil. If there was Yush before the first Ganef sold it, so yes, the second Ganef will pay kefil if he steals it from the lekeach. But the first Ganef won't pay dal v'hei. But that's not what we're looking for. We're trying to come up, the Braisa, is trying to come up with a very unique circumstance that both the Ganef Rishon will pay dal v'hei and the Ganef Sheni will pay kefil. And that's why the Gemara had to come up with this circumstance. But not to say, says the Gemara, that Yish alone doesn't make it the Ganef's. Itma, says the Gemara, Hamaych lefnei Yish. If a ganef sells it before Yish, Rav Nachman Amechayev, Rishesh Samapotam. Rav Nachman says that if the ganef sells it at that point, he'll be Chayev Dal Vehei. Rishesh says you'll be Potam. Rav Nachman Chayev, Rav Nachman says he's chayiv no matter when he sells it, because of mechra amrachmana. If the ganav sells it, the Torah teaches us he's chayiv dal vehei, and loishna lifna yish, loishna lach yish. It makes no difference at what point he sells it. The Torah says if a ganav sells a shabbat sa, he's chayiv dal vehei. Rav Sheish is on the potter. Rav Sheish, however, says he's potter. Chiyuvei la'achi yish, he only is chayiv dal vehei if he sold it after it was yish. Why? The hana masav. Because he accomplished something, because it became his, and he is selling something that he owns. Ava lifne yish, the loy hana masav, where his act is insignificant, loy mechuyiv. He won't be chayiv dal vehei, because the Torah compares gnev mechira to tficha. The hana masav. Certainly when you shecht something, you've accomplished something. Here too, you've accomplished something. So to help us understand the Gemara, Rashi again, summarizes everybody's opinion. And Rashi says as follows. Rav's opinion, as we've been learning, is that Yish is kaida. That if somebody steals something and the owner is miyash, it becomes the ganav's. And therefore, according to Rav, it's very simple. If the ganav sells it before Yish, he'll be chayiv dal vehei. If he sells it after Yish, he's selling his own. Shalayu tovech, shalayu meicher, as we keep on saying. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes clearly disagree with Rav. They hold that Yish doesn't make it the ganav's. But now there's another machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes holds the mechira has to be a meaningful mechira. And until there was Yish, we can't consider that mechira a meaningful mechira. Rav Nachman isn't looking for such a meaningful mechira. And therefore, even if the ganav sold it before there was Yish, so it's really very much still in the ownership of the nignav, of the victim, he's still chayiv, the ganav is still chayiv dal vehei for selling it. So, the Meches Chinuch points out, even if we're following the opinion of Rav Nachman, who says that any git mechira will make it that the ganav should be chayiv dal vehei, says the Meches Chinuch, there has to be a ma'aseh mechira, as we learned particularly in the Masechta Kedushin. There has to be a kinyan. If there's no kinyan, then there's not a mechira, and even Rav Nachman will agree that the ganav will not be chayiv dal vehei. But then the Meches Chinuch asks an interesting question. In our travels through Shas, we've learned the different kinyonim. Some kinyonim are effective midoraisa, and some methods of kinyon are only effective midorabonim. Ask the Meches Chinuch, what will be the halacha if a ganef sells something that the method of kinyon that he uses is a kinyon derabonim? It's a kinyon derabonim. Will he be chayiv dal vehei? And he actually says it's a machlokes rishonim. It's famous a machlokes rishonim indeed in Hilchas Kedushin. What will be the din if a person's makadosh in isha with kinyan, but the kinyan is only a kinyan with the rabbanon? Will she be an eshes ish d'oraisa? It's a machlokes rishonim between the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef. Says the Gemara, Amar sheshes menayim minala. Where do I take my opinion that only after Yish will he be chayiv dal vehei? The Tanya, Amr Kiva, Neima Amr Torah, Tavach Umacher, Mishalm dal vehei. Gemara we learned at the end of the previous year. Why does the Torah give this ganef, this extra punishment of dal vehei? Nesh nishtarish becheit. Nishtarish means that he accomplished something. Yes. So exactly, if we're going to take this concept of nishtarish becheit, and apply it, let's think it through, says Rav Sheshes. Ilem lifnei yish, that the person that the item was stolen from didn't even have yish, mika nishtarish, nothing happened. He doesn't maybe even know that the item was stolen. El rav, lachi yishu. So we have a raya, that if we're going to quote the concept of nishtarish b'cheit, it must be lachi yish. Amareva, don't understand Yish, Nishtarish Becheit, as we said at the end of the year, Nishana Becheit. The Chiv of Dal Vehei is not because he's accomplishing something. The Chiv of Dal Vehei is because he's a repeat offender. And a repeat offender deserves a bigger punishment. So we have this person, we explained it this way yesterday also, that not only did he steal, but now to add insult to injury, he went and sold it, or shechted the animal that he stole, he deserves a punishment. Tashma. The Torah says, Tvacha Mecharon. Ma Tvicha? Tvicha can't be reversed. Once you shuck the animal, it's dead. Ma Tvicha Shein Mechazaris? Af Mechira must be Shein Mechazaris. Amos. Ilam Lifnei Yirish. If the Ganav sold it before it was Yirish, Amayin Mechazaris. Very reversible. Give it back to the original owner. Ella, it must be Shmamino Lachiyush. And isn't this a raya, Shmamino Chiyuvo Lachiyushu, that the Chiyuv of Dal Vachay for selling the animal is only after Yish, not before? Opinion of Rav Sheshis, not the opinion of Rav Nachman. So the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Braisa. As we said at the beginning of this year, Pilgrim Rav Nachman, what the Braisa means to say, that when you're going to sell it, and the Torah is going to be mechayiv yidal v'hei, is only when you do a real sale. But if you do a temporary sale, l'shechnelo l'shloishim yoyim, that you only sold it for 30 days, that's not a real sale, and therefore you're not chayiv. Says the Gemara, v'af Rav Elazar sover, Rav Elazar also agrees that the chiyuv of dal v'hei is only lachi yishu. Don Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar makes the following comment. Teda, Shistam Gnei V'Yish Balam Hu. I'll prove to you that owners are always Miyash. Sherei on the Torah, the Torah juxtaposes Tavach U'Mocher V'Shan Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha. Now the question is, maybe the owner wasn't Miyash. And if he wasn't Miyash, the Mechir was not a Yish. Elav, Mishim Daminen, it must be that we assume that Stam Gnei V'Yish Balam Hu. That as soon as somebody loses something, or not loses something, as soon as something is stolen from somebody, he's miyash. And therefore, if the Ganav says it, he's chayiv dal v'hei. Says the Gemara, who says that you should learn the pasuk that way? Maybe pshat in the pasuk is v'dema avgav deloyayish. Maybe the Torah is telling us that the Ganav is chayiv dal v'hei, even though he was miyash. Says the Gemara, amu lo sakadaitav. It doesn't make sense to learn the pasuk that way. Because as I just said, Dunu Tvicha, the Torah puts Tvicha and Mechira together. Ma Tvicha, the Hanamasif, as we just explained, Shechita is a pretty final act. You can't reverse it, and it's pretty solid. Af Mechira, the Hanamasif. It must be a strong Mechira. V'i, if we're going to explain that the Mechira took place with Mei Yish, so what kind of Mechira is this? Mahana. Says the Gemara, maybe the pasuk is referring to a situation that we heard, not that we're assuming that it was miyash, that we knew that it was miyash. But then the shamina miyash, we heard him be miyash. Says the Gemara, amalei sakadatech. It doesn't make sense to learn the pasuk that way, because given the tficha, as the Gemara keeps on saying, the Torah compares mechir to tficha, not tficha alter. You could shecht it right away. The Torah does shechita could be immediate. And if the Ganav shechts it immediately, he'll be chayv dal v'hei. At mechira alter, the mechira that the Torah says that the Ganav is chayv for must be a mechira that takes place immediately. But if mechira cannot be considered that it'll be chayv dal v'hei for it unless there is Yish, how do we know there was Yish immediately? It must be, as the Rebbe said, stam gneva, as soon as there's gneva, there's Yish, and that's why he's chayv dal v'hei if he sells it a moment after he steals it. I'll bring you a raya that mechira does not need yush. The Torah speaks about a terrible sin. If somebody kidnaps a person, and then after kidnapping the person, he sells the person. There's actually a chiyuv misa for that. Now, Rashi explains, you could be miyash on an object. I have an object, chas v'shalom was stolen from me, and I could have yish that somebody steals it from me, and I'm a person that's a pessimist, I despair immediately. Nobody despairs about himself. Nobody despairs about... The Rishonim say it's really impossible to despair about yourself, because the mechira of a ben chayim is really not a mechira. Because a ben chayim, a free person, halachically, the mechira is an invalid mechira. Yet the Torah says that if a kidnapper sells the person he kidnapped, his victim, he'll be chayiv for that mechira. So we see that mechira is not dependent on Yish. Ask Tysus. We just kept on saying, beautiful Kash of Tysus, we just kept on saying that the Torah compares the Mechir of a Shavaseh to a Tficha of a Shavaseh. And the Gemara kept on saying that the Tficha of a Shavaseh is a very significant act. You can't get more significant than killing something. And so therefore the Mechira also has to be a significant Mechira, and therefore the Gemara kept on suggesting that the Mechira has to take place after Yush. But who says that the Mechira of a Shavaseh? So the Torah is comparing the Mechira of a Shavaseh to the Tficha of a Shavaseh, not to the Mechira of a person. So how does the Gemara all of a sudden now want to compare it to the Mechira of a person? The Torah is comparing it to something else. Very difficult question. And all the Rishayim grapple with the question. So Rishayim say a very simple teretz. Absolutely, the Torah compares Mechira to Tficha. They're in one pasuk, V'tavach u'machar. But you can't change the fact that the Mechira is Mechira. And you don't need a pasuk to compare the Mechira of a Shavaseh to the Mechira of a person. Mechira is Mechira. And if we see that the Torah has set a precedent, that Mechira doesn't require Yish, what's the right that Mechira doesn't require Yish? The Mechira of a person, that should serve as a source for Kala Taya Kula, that Mechira doesn't require Yish. Amlai Rav Yochanan, Gnev B'Nefesh Techiach. The kalocha, that if somebody kidnaps a person, he sells it, that you don't need Yish. And yet Yechayiv Misa, if you sell that person, says the Gemara, by Rabbi Yochanan asking this question, Mechlal the Sov Rabbi Yochanan, Lifnei Yish, Chayiv. It's obvious that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you sold a person, if you sold a Shavaseh Lifnei Yish, you'll be Chayiv Dal Vehei. Why? Because as we just explained, Rabbi Yochanan compares the Mechira of the Shavaseh to the Mechira of the kidnapped individual. There is no Yish, here is no Yish. But now ask the Gemara, what would be Rabbi Yochanan's opinion if a Ganef sold a Shavaseh L'Achi Yish? Because we know Rav's opinion, I keep on saying it, Rav's opinion is that if a Ganef sells it after Yish, he won't be Chayiv Davehei. Because Shaloi Toveach, Shaloi Moicher. What would Rabbi Yochanan say to that? L'Achi Yish. Nay, Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev. Rabbi Yochanan says, like Rav Nachman, you'll be Chayev, but Shlokish on a potter. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev, because Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, Chiyuvei, the Chiyuv for selling the Shavaseh, exist, ben Lifnei Yish, ben Lachi Yish. Rabbi Shlokish on the other hand holds potter. Chiyuvei Lifnei Yishu, Aval Lachi Yish, Shaloi Kaina, it becomes the Ganef's property. And as Rav has taught us, Shalohi Toveach v'Shalohi Meicher. Ask the Gemara, Eser Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. And as Rishonim explain, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are both in Meron. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are allowed to argue. So why is Rabbi Yochanan bothered with Rish Lakish's opinion? Say to Rishonim, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't just say an opinion based on logic. Because if an Amira, beautiful, basic explanation of the Gemara, if an Amora says an explanation based on logic, so you could disagree with, another Amora could disagree. Rabbi Yochanan based his opinion on a pasuk. So there he says, you can't disagree with me. And therefore he's asking a question on Rav Shlokish. The Braisa says, Ganav v'higdish, if the Ganav stole something, and then he was magdashit, v'akach tovach, v'sham tashlumi keifel, he has to pay keifel, v'en v'sham tashlumi abav v'chamisha. Amos, exactly when did this take place? Ilam lifnei yish mikadosh. Does a person have the ability to be magdish something? Does the owner have the ability to be magdish this item? Ish kiyagdish is beisay kodesh amrachmana. My beisay shaloi, only something that you own. Af kol shaloi. So ganef can't be magdishit. El pshita, because it's not his. That's lachi yish. The tama. And what's the Braisa teaching us? Because he was Magdashit, who the enemy Sham Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha? Why? The Kikot Tavach, since at that point when he's shechting it, the Hegdish Kotavach. And the Torah teaches us, we keep on saying it, that the Chiv of Daud V'hei is only to another individual, but not to Hegdish. Arba Loi Hegdish. But if he had not yet been Magdashit, Misham Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha, then he would have to pay Arba V'chamisha. Now says Rabbi Yochanan, V'sakadatach, if we're going to say that Yush, as Rav says, is so powerful, that it kaino, it becomes the ganifs, so my mishalim, don't we have the concept Shalei Tavel, Shalei Mecher? Says the Gemara, Omar Yochanan, my skin, we're not talking that the ganif was magdashit, we're talking that the owner was magdashit. So what happened here is as follows. Somebody stole the animal from the victim, and then while the animal is by the ganif, the owner is magdashit, and then the ganif does tvicho mechiro, and he's part of Dalvehei. Kigon shekdishu abaylim biyad ganif. Ask the Gemara, or mi kaddish? Does the owner have the ability to be magdish an animal when he doesn't have control of it, when it's by the ganif? Then Rabbi Yochanan, because of Reim Shia Shabayim, if there was a gzela and there was not yet the Yush, shneim eni yochanan mahagdish. Neither the ganif nor the nignaf can be magdishit. There, the ganif can't be magdishit if he's shein shaloi. It's not his. It doesn't belong to him. There was no Yish. The Zel, if he's shein shaloi. And the nignaf can't be magdishit because it's not in his control. Ami. And it says the Gemara, who the Amikah Tznuin. This Braisa follows the opinion of the Tznuin, which we're going to spend a lot of time working with. But man, had Tznuin Michnas Amos, Vayner Kora Milkat Mizeh, Yimchora Amos Ha'olu. The Gemara's question is as follows. The Gemara's pshat is as follows. We know there's a din, and as I said, we're going to speak about this, the entire Shir in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Bezer Hashem. There's a din of Kam Revai. The first 3 years, any fruit that grows from the tree is orla, also to be eaten. The fourth year, it's Kerem Revai. You can eat it if you redeem it. So there were people who were tsnuin. What was the concept of a tsnua? The tsnua were individuals who wanted to make sure that nobody does an Aveira. And they're concerned that I have in my property this Kerem Revai fruit. Somebody's going to walk by and pick it up and eat it. But it wasn't properly redeemed. And therefore, they're going to be over the issue of eating Kerem Revai that wasn't redeemed. So that Tznuim would go and be paid it. That any payus that anybody collected, any Kerem Revai payus that anybody collected from my field, I'm being paid it. Now the question is, I don't have control over it. I don't have control over it. It's already by the person that took it. Yet we see that there's an ability to be paid to something that's not Mershutzai. That's Pshat in the Gemara here. The Pshat in the Gemara here is that I have a right to be paid to something that's not in my Rishus, and that's why that our Gemara also says that the Nignav has the ability to be Magdish, the item that the Ganav stole, even though he doesn't have possession on it. Ask the Gemara, Ve'echazu Kerem Lebalim. But if that's the case, if that the Balaam were magdashed already, so then why would he own? The Braisa said that he doesn't have to pay Dalva Hay if he does Tficha Mechira the Ganif. But he'll have to pay Kefil. But why would he have to pay Kefil? If the Balaam were magdashed, it's only when it's in the Ganif's possession. But once the Balaam were magdashed, and we're saying that halachically the Bailim have the right to be magdashit. We're saying halachically the Bailim have the right to be magdashit. So then why should the ganav still pay kefil? For a chazak on the Bailim, says the Gemara Kesham Bedin. The Bailim will magdashit only after the Bezdan paskind that the ganav has to return it. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, what does that mean? Ida Emri Saint Tainoi. If we're referring to a situation, the Bezdin told the Ganif, return the item, return the object, return the animal to the Nidnav, Mayri Higdish. So what's the difference if the owners were Magdish or not? I feel a Higdish, Nami Lo Lechaive. Once Bezdin paskin that the Ganif has to return it, he doesn't have a Chiv Kefil anymore. Domer Rava, say, he doesn't have a Chiv Tveif Kemechira. Domer Rava, say Tainloi, if once Bezdin says, return the animal to the victim, Tavach Mach the Potter. My Tama, Kivan the Peskula Melse. Once Bezdin paskind that the Ganav has to return it, the Tavach Macher, even if the Ganav now does do Tficha Mechira, he's no longer a Ganav. He's a Gazlan. Why? Because we have explained many times that what's the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan? A Ganav is somebody who does something unknown. Gazlan does it in the open. Once Bezdin paskins that you are a Ganav, and you have to return it, you're not a Ganav anymore, you're Gazlan. And the Din of Dalad Vehei was only said to a Ganav. It wasn't said to a Gazlan. The Gazlan, Enim Sham Tashtum Yabra V'chamisha. But if Bezdin only said Chayiv Atalit Tamoy, they didn't say Tsei. They said a different word. Tavach Mokum Sham Tashtum Yabra V'chamisha. My Tama, Kim Devoi Paskul Milsa. Since Bezdin didn't say it in such an absolute term, a cat of Ganafu. And this is Chayiv Dalad Vehei. Says the Gemara, like Tzricha, that's how we have to explain this price. The Bezdin didn't say Tzei, they only said Chayiv Italitoloi, and since they only said Chayiv, he's still a Ganav, and therefore he'd be Chayiv Dal Vehei. Only if the owners were Magdish it, will he not be Chayiv Dal Vehei. What's the difference between Tzei and Chayiv? So the Sma says the difference is very simple. Tzei is a much stronger declaration than Chayiv. The Chaznis has a very nice explanation. Chaznis says like this. When Bezdin says Tzei, that means Bezdin's taking full responsibility. Up to the degree that we're going to learn in the Masechta Sanhedrin, that if Bezdin makes a mistake in their psak, they'll have to pay for it. Chayiv means the Bezdin's not sure with themselves. And they're saying wording that will keep them potter if they're making a mistake. So it's not considered a psak, and therefore if he's still considered a gan, if they would have to pay Dal Vehei, unless the owner was Magdashit.